The 2014 Cincinnati Flying Pig Marathon activities over the weekend drew the largest crowd in event history. Officials say runners represented 19 countries and all 50 states in the 16th annual race. The winner from Palmdale, California, Sergio Reyes, crossed the finish line at 2:27:21. It was his third straight win. Donnie Warner of Cincinnati finished second. Cincinnati native Kimmy Junger ran the relay last year and says this was her first half marathon.
My friend convinced me to do the half Flying Pig Marathon. We're both getting married next month. So.
So this is like what before marriage? Tell me.
Stress relief. Sweating before the wedding, yeah.
Junger says it was challenging, but lots of fun.
There's lots of hills, and I think just towards the end of it, you feel like it's so close, but it's so far away. So just the anticipation of finishing was tough.
Kimmy's fiance, Greg Harrell, is originally from Cleveland, but resides in Cincy now.
This is my second half here.
Really?
But it's been a long couple years between it, so.
How has it changed from the last time you did it?
More people. I felt like there was just more people out there, which is obviously a good thing.
What's it like running arm to arm with a bunch of people and people cheering you along the way? What does that feel like?
Well, honestly, yeah, that's the best part about it. I mean, that's running around here with all the bands and the people, supporting you from the side. That's why people run this. It's a community thing.
Some people, like Sophia and Daniel Cifuentes, participated in several events of the Flying Pig. The couple ran Friday, Saturday, and the half marathon Sunday.
My first experience with the pig was last year, and it just has such great energy. And I love running through the city and seeing different parts of the city. So I said I want to do that again and bring my husband along and have him enjoy it too and experience it.
A sweaty Jeff Williams says for the past 12 weeks he was running as much as 10 miles in a day to get ready for the race. This was his first time running the Flying Pig. He had a special reason for running.
Well, my wife has a baby on the way and I just wanted to make her proud.
Wife Jenna Williams, who is due in August, was all choked up, cheering for her hubby.
It was awesome. I kept tearing up. It was so cool to see him do something like this and to push himself, and I'm very, very proud of him.
An estimated 150,000 people lined the streets cheering, holding signs, and singing to encourage runners. David and Beth Hart showed up to cheer on their daughter and her best friend.
We tried to find Ellie and Christina at about mile marker 4.5, and there was such a big pack of people coming through that we had a hard time seeing them. So then we went up and picked them up on Central Parkway by the Justice Center and the courthouse.
Okay, cool. So what was it like for you to cheer your daughter on with this? I mean, this is like a very big deal. Are you guys from Cincy?
We are. Well, we've lived here for 30 years, yes.
Okay.
It was, I think the thing I would say most is that there was a great spirit. When you get out there, you know, it's early in the morning, you're having your coffee and your bagel, and you're going, I really want to. And you go, the sun's up and it's coming around. But the spirit of the place with all the energy of the people cheering on and all the music, it was really uplifting.
University of Cincinnati professor Ben Feldman brought a group of friends from Tennessee, his former home. The criminal justice professor says this was his first time in the Flying Pig.
You know, you're at UC now, and this is a big deal in Cincy. What did you feel as you were running in this city?
A lot of pain, mostly, but it was pretty exciting, too.
That is an honest answer, sir. What about like the spirit and the people cheering you on? Did that relieve any of the pain?
It did. I probably would have stopped and walked a couple times if everyone hadn't been cheering and watching me. So
nice.
It was awesome.
Many of the runners voiced their thanks for the more than 6,000 volunteers who helped make the race run smoothly. Amy Robillard of Montgomery won the women's marathon group. Northern Kentucky University professor Dr. P.J. Ball was a close second. I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.